Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, welcome to an audio experience known as 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, its various iterations, and any other trash we might watch. So today is Married at First Smoke.
Yes.
So it's
Married at First Smoke.
Second,
we're getting smoked out.
It's the last episode before decision day.
The penultimate episode. Fucking hell.
And it was fucking boring. As you know, they always do this before the important shit. They're like, fucking.
I'm sorry, y'all. We can't. We may never cover this show again off of how bone fucking dry this thing was. Yet here
Call
we are.
Call me RuPaul because you are dragging this thing out.
Oh my God. Anyway, let's get into it. Mark.
Oh, the algorithm didn't have anything to say about that? That's crazy.
Oh, you know what? The algorithm was saying that it was trying to unionize, and I said, we don't need you.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, because I'm sick. They don't know. They don't know about my capitalist streak. I said, oh, you want to feel yourself, little algorithm? And anyway, oh, shit. Oh, there it was. Okay, never mind. That was a
yeah, I didn't
union
care
buster
for that
penalty
humor,
for me.
That's for sure.
Oh, and that was a Dragatha Christie bonus for you. 700,000 points. Sperm check. She says things are going really well. I do not understand these people. They're
Lindsay
so fucking, they're so tortured. She's like, yeah, things are going pretty well right now. She's trying to get that sperm count, trying to see what's up, because you're getting way ahead of yourself for someone you're constantly just fucking taking shots at.
I thought I was watching a different show. I'm like, oh, the people that hate each other, one of whom is constantly yelling about how the other one sucks in bed and his dick and his job.
Yeah.
Those people are seeing if they can make a baby.
I'm sorry. You just said, like, him, dick, not work good. And now it's, let's
You are dragging his ejaculate in this episode.
She had nothing good to say. They go in the bathroom. All right, start jerking off for me, B. Like, whoa, what was that?
First off, you're not supposed to be in there.
Yeah, she's like, well, you don't want your wife's help? It's like, okay, what is this? That scene in, that, like, New Year's Eve scene in Boogie Nights? When Dirk Diggler's in that truck and the guy's being like, come on, faster, harder. Like, was that the vibe in there? Because that's not sexy.
It's not sexy. There's a reason they're like, here, put on whatever porn, use the porn we have, you know,
yeah.
Jerk off. It's supposed to be a relaxing thing. It's not supposed to be like a woman that you might hate, actually.
Come
like,
on, bring,
just
get it
muscling
out.
You into producing sperm that she's going to make fun of for being too chunky.
The sperm was, she said, looked like dried up Elmer's glue.
She said that's been left out.
Wow. I mean, vivid.
She said Elmer's glue though was uncapped for a week. Damn.
Okay. Okay. Come on now. Come on now. We got kids in here. They don't need to be knowing about some old nut. But I guess that shit was Canada dry, just like the show. See, everything's dry in this show, even the semen. What can you do?
Every the show was so thing. Dry, the semen fucking dried out, like out of Mark's dick.
Right. That's how dry the show. Like, he may be able to sue, even though he's part of the problem. But anyway, we need to get to the real point. Which is
what
I don't
point
know.
That
I don't
there's lots of little shocked, yeah. dying to get an egg.
What about he was? I think he's saying that he was worried about his fertility because he did some steroids when he was a ute.
Yep, he sure did.
Yeah, and he was like, "Yeah, I did some things to, you know, be like, okay, bro, you did the steroids, you got okay, cool." I don't know. Then we see his friend John. They have a cool handshake. what's up, John? Or is that his cousin? I think that's his cousin.
I don't know.
Or maybe, I don't know, because he, so lame, then they lamer, high five.
But
he's had a long
Mark
week,
says he doesn't know what he wants because he's not been without Lindsay to see if he would miss her. I'm like, I think you just don't want to be with Lindsay. And I think we already all know that. But
you should be more like, I want to be with her all the time. Now, I don't know, man. I got to see if she's not around. See what happens. He's so torn. He's like, it's the good. There's 50% good. Then it's 50% bad. And then it's sometimes more bad than good. And then, you know, it's confusing. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You know?
I don't know. Mark, why don't you get a new cat about it?
Yeah. Well, he should. You know, that might heal things.
I don't think they need more cats.
Oh, I do. I don't think they have enough cats. I want to see them eventually perish in their tiny home and have the cats feast on their bodies.
Upon their bodies.
Thank you. You already knew that. Thank you. That's a feline feast bonus. You know, we love when we put out a corpse buffet for the feline.
That's the ultimate. That's how you know that you loved and were loved.
Oh, yeah. My cats ate me. I'd be like, go ahead. Do you.
I'm not using these fucking titties. Take them.
Nah. That's what they eat first, do you think? Cats would eat your titties first?
I think so.
I think they would start off trying to wake you up by licking you and then start biting your face.
I just think like titties are something that cats probably understand.
Well, what are you wearing?
Oh, I assume I die naked.
Okay, so you die naked alone in a home because that's that's a dope final scene of a biopic. And you in there. The cats are like, thank God, let's go. Titty buffet, it's on, fellas.
Exactly. They're like, we've been waiting for this. Why? How do you think they're going to eat you?
I think they'll eat my face a little bit first. I think they'll eat my face a little bit first.
But it's harder to tear face skin than titty skin. Titty skin's so
meat?
Delicate.
Cheek meat. Just cheek meat?
Mm. But inside it's tender. On the outside, they got to like.
No, it's soft.
They gotta tear it off.
On my underneck? My underneck a little bit? They might bite on my underneck a little bit.
I'm thinking it's gotta be tender for them to like get in it first.
Okay, maybe my calves. My legs. I'm pretty muscular legs. So that's like a lot of loose meat from wearing like shorts. I will wear shorts for them. You know? And maybe I'll just slather tuna on my legs with my final breaths to just let them know. Start here. You know?
Yeah. I have a joke about... how I'm afraid that the cats like my husband more, so that I've been rubbing my body with raw salmon.
Oh,
that
shit.
I'll do when I'm like close to expiring. I'm like, I better. Yeah.
You're like, give me my salmon pants to die in, so the cats know what time it is. Yeah, I don't know. Again, he's so torn. He's Natalie Imbruglia. Equal parts good, equal parts bad. Linz meets up with Kara, her work wife. I don't know, something. He's a mess or some shit. Same shit over and over.
You know, she says he's white bread and bland. He's an only child who can't compromise. I'm like, okay, if we're talking someone who can't compromise, Why don't you look in the mirror real quick?
Hey.
You're not a compromiser.
Okay, this is like some kind of ambush. Tell me to look at my behavior. Whatever.
And then she says basically that she's not sure if he's rigid or if he's in crisis because a lot of shit has been going down.
Yeah.
But there's no sparks and no butterflies and...
But everything's going well, and I watched him come into a dinner napkin.
And I want to know if we can have kids.
So,
lady, you're the most confusing person in the world.
So, I don't know, Kara. Yeah, maybe things are going well for me. What were you saying again about, like, your, like, sad life or something? Like, your kids don't love you?
I asked if they validate here.
Okay, whatever. I don't know. I'm just doing really well. And you'll probably die alone with your cats eating your tits. Like, probably, that's probably the first thing they eat because they smell like fish. I don't know. I'm just saying whatever I want to. So, yeah, the other thing is, oh, Mark's mom, he was saying that Mark's mom, Rose, like, it's time for her to go into like a full time care facility. So they were cleaning out his mom's apartment. And he was saying with John, he was like, you know, it's nice to have her around. She's like, she's always there when I'm really going through some difficult shit. She's an absolute disgrace every other minute, I think, is pretty much what he's saying. Like, when I'm in need in that sense, she's able to be there. When I need someone to be nice to me, she can't even do that part.
Then they have, ain't the one.
No, not at all. Not even close. They go to fucking, he's at his mom's apartment or whatever. And I think it was his grandmother's who lived there first or whatever. And he's setting up a sushi dinner. He's expressing gratitude for her being there. And, you know, he's like, thank you so much for coming to, like, be in this house. Like, I really dream of maybe, like, settling in here. And the first thing out her...
So sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
First thing out her mouth.
And Lindsay goes, yeah, I don't know. Give me $500 to redo the place. Also, I hate that dresser.
Also, what's that? Also, what's this? Also, who the fuck are you? Also, this is gross.
Okay, miss, did you hear what he just fucking said about making you a part of his family and life and he brought you into this house?
Not interested.
I don't want to move into your past. Okay, again, you can have the discussion later. This isn't how you do it.
Right. Well,
you say that's like so what you do. Sweet and kind, yeah. And I can't wait to make this place ours. Or... Whatever. You just say thank you. And you wait until your relationship isn't just a fucking roller coaster to discuss living arrangements.
Right. She hates him. She hates him, but also wants...
She loves him.
Is
and
scared
she
to, I know.
Well, just mice and menning the whole relationship.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can't He's want Lenny. Something so bad and pet it until you break its neck.
I killed
as someone
George.
That, you know, does this.
Yeah. As someone who sleeps with their hands in hands with gloves filled with Vaseline at night. That's like the one weird thing I remember. Wasn't that Curly who slept like that in Of Mice and Men? Like he had like to keep his soft hands. Whatever. This isn't fucking English literature class.
I don't remember the soft hands. I do remember the murder.
This ain't English lit. This is Cats Ate Your Tit. Okay? Can we move on, please? God. Getting off fucking track again. But yeah,
this
she keeps calling
English
him.
Lit. This is getting ripped.
She keeps accusing him of being Marty McFly with the time traveling and you're always living in the past and whatever. It's like, why is she so mad that he's thinking about a good, like one of the good times in his life and he's trying to find a way to build off of that? He's not out here being like, hey, I'm into infant play now.
It's because she's insecure already about their whole relationship. So anything that to her signals that he's pulling away from her or that anything that is not about her makes her feel like it's another signal that like he doesn't care.
Right.
Whereas if she was already secure, it wouldn't be like that. Someone's been reading a lot about anxious and avoidant attachment.
Uh-oh.
And it feels like this is a very classic pairing.
Uh-oh. It's called Nothing More Powerful Than Looking Around. Okay. And then they have their last night together. Who gives a shit? I don't care.
No, but also she ruins that, too, because he's being, like, kind of sweet and stuff, and they're cuddling, and she's, like, telling one of his cats, Rocky, I'll miss you the most.
Right.
And then she's like criticizing him in the moment that he's like relaxed in bed with her. And then she's like, are you in or are you out? And I'm like, that's that anxious attachment style.
Fuck,
we feel like we're being abandoned. Girl, I feel you.
Fucking jerk. Whatever. Let's move on. All right,
next.
Noi and Steven. She's out here. She's chilling with her homegirl, Supri. They're, I don't know, nothing. Again,
nothing happens.
These episodes are so dry at the end because they keep just, they do the thing now where it's like, we're going to say the same thing, but now the stakes are, it's 2 weeks. Now we're going to say the same thing, except the stakes are one. Now we're within 1 week. And now I'm telling it to a new person you've never seen. So it almost seems like I'm saying something.
It's different. Like a fucking soap opera where they take 5 minutes of plot and just fucking.
Yeah. The best part of this was when my man Steve hangs out very naturally with his homegirl Perea.
Oh my God.
She comes by. He's like, oh, yeah, I love by, you know, she's coming by to hang out. She got the big ass bottle of Champers. First of all, I was like, OK, I like how she gets down.
And we are like, the champions.
Hey, let them know. OK, that's 300 points. He's like, yeah, we're just going to do some, you know, light internet shopping totally naturally right now through, you know, the products on JustinMadisonRings.com. You know, it's just a fantastic outlet. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. The most heavy-handed shit.
Hey, you know what my favorite website to visit is?
Huh.
JamesMadisonRings.org/EDU.
Yep. And also, you know what I'm going to try? I'm going to put in this discount code, MAFS, to get 15% off my custom diamond ring.
Let's
go for it.
Rush delivery? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hold on. So you're telling me I got to do step one. Okay, so this is the flush fit. This is the one that she likes. This is the first step in the custom ring building process, Perea, my friend.
Okay, now it's time to choose the diamond. Okay, well, I don't like this color. I'm going to slide this handy dandy slider over to the color of diamond I would prefer.
Oh, that's exquisite, Steve. She's going to love this. I really think it's fantastic when this is such an easy way for men to express themselves to women. It is great. Also has the added benefit of scaring off the fuck boys if they see this momentous ring for your wife's hand.
Yeah. When she brought that up, she's like, it's like, you know, it's like you're like, wow, you know, it's like, hey guys, you know, like my man's proven his commitment. Okay, uh-huh. So, you know, he's claimed me, so back off. I'm like, can you leave? Can you leave?
She better got a check, too. I hope she didn't wander in some fucking branded content. They cut her out of the deal. You know what I mean? Because that was the most painful thing I'd ever heard. It was
so painful.
The Sonics integration for Darcy and Stacy was much, like, it was fucking terrible. But it wasn't like this. They didn't make a whole segment about like, oh my God, I don't even, I mean, they did, but not like this. I can't even handle it.
This was so, so bad.
I'm just going to look at this website right now. Like, what the fuck? What? Where are we? What happened?
Where do I even start? It's not like, and you knew they just had to like make good on the sponsorship deal because. It had nothing to do with the episode.
You want to get this woman a ring? You're married to her. What are you talking about? Also, based
all
on how
she
you're
wants
talking.
Is for you to get a job. She just doesn't want you to spend more money. If you think that's going to make someone who is like very anxious about living arrangements and financials more secure, you're.
It's VVS clarity. What, motherfucker? Are you serious? Low-key, it's obviously free because it's fucking branded content in the middle of the show.
Oh, did I mention it comes with a free engraving? So you can put the sweet words of your choice inside the ring? Wow, I can't wait to tell my wife how much I love her in a personal way that fits into 20 characters.
Oh, okay. Can we drink this champagne now, Steve? You're acting really weird. Am I?
Please let us toast to jamesmarsdenrings.com/edu.
Code MAFS for 15% off your first ring. Wait, what? Do you have glasses? Absolutely. And I think we should use the good glasses to celebrate a moment like this. All right, anyway. Then they have their last dinner. Her first question is, hey, what do you think if we move into separate places after, if we get married or we stay together, will that be a backwards move?
Well, because that's like, what she needs for security. And she's been saying that the entire time.
Yeah. And he's like, he's trying to be diplomatic about it, but I don't think he likes it.
But I think he's trying to be like, I understand it because she took him on a tour that showed him like what her family
mm-hmm.
life was like or whatever. So I think now he's like, oh, I'm trying to be sensitive to the fact that she needs the security, which I think is really nice. He says he's been ready for marriage for 2 to 3 years. So he was ready for marriage before he went on his van venture.
Yeah, before he became Van Damme.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Then, you know, she's talking, oh, what about you having a job? And he's like, well, I'm a sales engineer. Do you even know what that is? And she's like, no. And he's like, exactly. Like, what about my track record? She's like, I don't fucking know, dude.
Like, she's like, I didn't know you went before this, so I don't know your track record. He's like, well, so you think my family and friends are lying?
Ask about me.
She's like, I'm not saying that they're lying. I'm saying I personally have zero experience with this.
I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler. Ask about me, okay? Remember that track from Cassidy?
It just becomes Jay-Z immediately.
They still haven't gotten over their hurdle, which is they don't know how to talk about money. He still doesn't understand what she's saying when she's with what she's saying. Like,
it's not even a hurdle. It's like all he has to do is say, I have this much money in the bank. I am going to be doing this much freelance work that earns me this much money, or I won't be working until this date when I will be working. She just needs the safety of like knowing what's going to happen. The uncertainty is what's driving her crazy.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is he doesn't realize that they have completely different perspectives on this too. In terms of making money has been very easy to him. I think that you can tell by the way he is energetically about money. He's not really worried about it. And it doesn't seem like he's completely irresponsible about it. It's just that for him, he's like, look, if I need to make money, I can get a fucking job. Like, I'm a sales engineer. Like, that shit is easy. Like, I'm not just out here going to go take my resume up and down Main Street to try and figure something out. Like, I can do that. He doesn't realize for her, she experienced the antithesis of that.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like, he always thinks like she's tripping. That would be like if, you know, like somebody's coming to, like someone's going with me to a party and they're like, hey, is there going to be weed at this party? And I'm like, yeah, there'll be weed at this. I'm going. Yes. I know this place. There will be weed there. And they say, well, I don't know. Is there going to be weed there? And I'm like, are you for real? I can get weed like whenever. It's not a big deal. Like, why are you tripping about this? And the other person, they just live indifferently. But he's annoyed. And she's also literally noy. And
yeah, I was going to say, she puts the noy in annoyed. Avoid
the noid.
It's trippy because, I mean, you can't explain your experience to someone. You can try.
Yeah.
And you can do your best. But the way that it feels inside, like the way that like I am financially like always going to be afraid of money and insecure and all of that, mm-hmm. like no matter how nice my lifestyle is or where I'm living or whatever, it just doesn't really matter because in my mind, all of that can always get taken away in 3 seconds. But like, mm-hmm. I never even had it growing up, but just the idea that that is what my formative memories are. It's like weird not to think that you wouldn't go back to just being like extremely poor.
Right.
Cause it takes imagination, right? To like imagine a future that you didn't really see.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see if they get over that. I don't know if they will. Their last night together, this fucking snooze fest, I completely turned off. I have no idea.
Actually, it was pretty hilarious.
The one part that I only paid attention to was when they said, do you have any regrets? Right?
Yep, that's the best part.
You have any regrets over the past 8 weeks? What were your?
I would have gotten a job. That's a transparency bonus.
That's fucking hilarious.
And then she's like, and then she actually laughs, which is great.
Yeah.
And then they are both laughing really hard. And then she goes, no, okay, seriously. And then he goes, eating the pasta.
Should ate the pasta. I should ate the pasta.
That's transparency. Double bone.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of the couples.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Olajuwon and Katina. I'm so tired of this one too, because this one feels like the most damaging to everyone, yes. Or at least a party involved in this.
100%. It's the Paige Chris dynamic where we're like, this just hurts. Can this motherfucker just leave this nice woman alone?
Why do we have to keep saying this fucking Coach Mac guy?
That's again. What I wrote too. I was like, Coach Mac for advice again? No. Yeah.
I say he has to call in his weird coach friend again.
Because he doesn't have friends.
Coach, what do you think? Dude, I mean, like I said this last time, I get sometimes a coach can really be there at a certain time. But I don't know if Coach Mac is the one. But anyway, that's what he's equipped with. And so that's the reality he's in. He brings up the same. She's in school. She has so much school left. And, you know, my concern is how can she be in school and be a wife and
travel whenever I want to travel?
Exactly. How is that going to work? Like, I'm done with this stuff. I'm done with school. He was so irritated.
So we find out why he was so irritated.
Yeah, which is interesting. Now we find out about someone's fucking personal history, huh?
Exactly. So apparently Mr. Fuckboy is triggered by Katina and her schooling because his ex was quote unquote like that. I don't know, trying to get an education, I guess. Fuck her. What a bitch.
I already did that.
But did that. He is so mad. He says, yeah. I'm over school. I don't want to hear about school again ever. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, brat boy.
What if she takes an art class?
No!
What if she takes a swimming class?
Dude, I don't care if she gets her license plate, or I mean her driver's license for suspended, and she gotta go to driver's school. Fuck that.
Just, it's an abusive thing to not want your partner to have the best life
but, you know,
and what they want out of life. And to feel going, like that takes something away from you.
Right.
Just with the low schedule energy. Vacations around her school, and then occasionally you'll travel alone, and you'll be fine.
He's got the low energy scam going, where he frames his misogyny as like, I don't know all this school. It's not even framing it or just obscuring it. He's just trying to use this as like somehow a valid point for being like this. And then his coach Mac is like, bro, you know, if you don't agree, like, then how are you gonna be able to spend the rest of your lives together? Like, okay, thanks, Coach Mac. Good one. You need to ride back.
Food. He's like, buy me a burger. I'll say whatever on camera.
He's like, hey, man, you can eat your onion rings or what, bro? Let me get those. Be stingy. Hey, Olajuwon, come on, bro. How long we known each other, man? All right, man. Thanks, man. Yeah, you can take me back to my Mustang, to 5.0. Yeah, I know. It's cool. Their last dinner. Again, only thing I wrote down was just watching my man is having a steak dinner and then takes a wonderful sip out of his carafe on the table, like a wine carafe. Like, you didn't drink out of a wine glass. He drank out the little mini carafe. I was like, is that a stunt? Go on. Now let me fork and knife my big chunky steak and shit for my white wine. It was very, you know, fucking stupid. What else?
And then they have this like conversation where she's like, well, I mean, I can do all the stuff. I believe in myself.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, okay. He's like, whatever. But like, okay, so time for the wife job interview. Why do you want to be married?
Oh, Jesus.
Why? What is it that you like about me?
About me now, go.
I mean, he was so aggressive and fucked up. And then she says something that I found incredibly sad, which is that what she likes about him is his tough love.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Now,
oh,
no. Tough love is for your coach. It's not for your husband.
Talk to me, honey. Why?
Thank you, Pastor Cal.
Seriously. Why did you have to say, you didn't have to, you don't like it. And I feel terrible that you felt compelled to, that was her way of bringing it up, but in a way that she tried to make it a positive. And I like that you're fucking, you're a dick. I like that. No.
And then they laugh a lot. And he says, I haven't been with a woman that makes me laugh like that. And I'm like, that's really nice. And then he goes, in years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because, you know, females that are funny are rare. You know what I mean?
Not a fan that he sets her up by being like, so, like, would you be sad, like, or whatever, if we didn't make it? And she's like, yeah, of course I'd be sad.
Be hurt.
How about you? And he's like, I'd be bothered, but then I'd overcome it.
I'm going to be all right.
But because you're a female, it's different.
You know? And she's like, no, I don't know.
This is the last conversation you're going to have with this fucking woman before you decide if she's going to be your wife. This is how you wanted it to go?
He told her it's divorce right there.
Oh, yeah. He said, I hope you choose what's best for you and be selfish. That's what this is about. No, it's not. Have you heard of marriage before?
And that's what he's doing. He's framing, he's having to frame it so when he inevitably divorces, he's like, but you know, come on, you knew what it was when you signed up. That's basically what his whole argument is.
You're 100% correct. He's doing that thing where I said we should be selfish and you didn't do what's best for you and I did what's best for me. So this is
okay.
On
you. You thought I was making you fall in love with me that whole time and misleading you? No, like we knew from the beginning it was always about that could happen. So we can't be surprised if that's happening and we have to do the best thing that's for us. Like it's only, we're the only people that's living our life. So that's what it has to be. Okay. I'm gone. I want to be with Lindsay. Okay. Truth be told, that's who I want to be with.
That is the weirdest fucking twist. Really?
You want to talk about that? That moment though? Because
we're about to get to it right after Mike and Jasmina, which I don't have a lot to say.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, even then, it's not consequential in the sequence. But since we're talking about Elijah One, him and Lindsay do meet up and they have like a chat.
They're friends.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
How did we go from
fighting on a plane?
Fights kicking off. You know what? It's the perfect rom-com lover's arc. You know what I mean? They went on a trip together with different, like with another person. In fact, they fought in the beginning. And then over time, they begin to get to know each other. And they're like, you know what? You're really familiar to me. I really like you. I really enjoy you. She was
like,
yeah,
looking in a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Two of the most like fucked up, hypercritical people who will just bash you with their words at every opportunity. Well, which that's why I was like, they're good.
But the thing is, Lindsay comes from a place where it's like she's been in abusive situations and she's really afraid to have trust, so she pretends she's okay, gives people a lot, and then is actually terrified that now she's gonna like get left again. So I feel like her shit is based on something. So far we don't know shit about Elijah Wan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like did we ever learn anything that would actually account for this?
No, because he's a strong man.
That would be interesting about the season if we actually found that out, no?
Well, I mean, he won't reveal any of that. I mean, as we saw, even when he went, he's like, I grew up here. That's why I'm like this. Can we go now? All right. You suck at cooking. Get the fuck out my face. And yeah, she was like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, you know, are things going well? And he's like, well, you know, she doesn't really cook. And she's like, wait, she does cook for you. And he's like, nah, she's learning to cook.
Such a fucking asshole.
Holy shit. And he's like, you know, why can't she be a stay-at-home mom? Yeah, she can't. Why can't she be a stay-at-home mom and do her job on her little computer all day? She can do more. It's like, you got to ask yourself, am I living to my potential? Can I be doing more? His like whole concept of a wife is a woman that is running herself ragged and has no free time because her entire existence is predicated on her ability to do all of the domestic work and family upbringing shit. That's all
it is. Also a job and also an education.
Yeah, but this person doesn't have pleasure that's not derived from what he wants or can give. And other than that, you're like, I don't know, like an Alexa who can cook, clean, and fuck.
I'm so glad she never fucked him.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it was so hard to see how hurt she was. Like, when they cut to her right after, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna be all right. Like, what do you mean you're gonna be all right? Like, that was sort of the energy of, like, what are you gonna do after this? And I was like, come the fuck on. Don't. Some of these people, I don't know if, again, they have a God complex and, like, we can save this man. But
he's
some of you
are such a fucking piece of shit.
We don't need to see these. I'd rather see you just be like, oh, of course you could deal with the guy whose like parents divorced fucking 10 years ago. He'll be able to get over it. We're not looking for challenges like that, but don't fuck her. Like, I don't know. It's just hard to watch when these people like,
and really to be so like arrogant and condescending. I'm not here to be a teacher. And she's like, well, this is what marriage is like you teach each other different things and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, that's not what this is. She doesn't work hard enough. Blah, 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 blah. I need a certain wife.
Nah. Huh? You will certainly be alone with that, going down that path. All right. Michael and Jasmina. Oh, man. I don't know where the fuck they're going
to
go.
There's nothing to say. It's the same shit. Is it going to get romantic?
Right. Also, shout out to Miles, that light-skinned player who showed up on FaceTime. I was like, at first I was like, is she cheating on him with this man? Where did he come from? But she says the same thing. He's making an effort, intimately being romantic, but it just ain't flooding her basement. You know, it ain't happening for all the effort that's going on.
He's not taking big swings is the thing.
Sure.
And it's like he's been like holding her hand and hugging and like giving kiss on the cheek kind of thing. So there's no way to find out if you really feel that way about somebody unless like you actually have tried to have at least like a passionate kiss. So basically the advice
is telling her to do that. Yeah.
The advice is for both of them, you know, just like be more open and say what you would like in a relationship and, you know. And for him, it's like you make a move. And for her, it's like make him comfortable enough to make a move. And the end.
I honestly, when they, after the dance lesson and they were talking, I think it was maybe their final dinner. And he was talking about the things he could have done, like that he was distracted and he could have opened up sooner. The way she looked at him, I was hearing The Weeknd playing in my mind.
Me too.
You know, and she, remember she said she's a really good liar. Because
yes.
She left her husband back home. And I don't
she
love
don't love him,
him
no
more.
More.
And he'll,
and
never,
he'll never fucking,
fucking know that.
Know that.
These fucking eyes that,
eyes
I'm,
that
staring
I'm staring at.
That is... Across this table, I was like, oh no. Oh no. Michael, please. Michael, it's okay, man. You're going to be all right. You actually, shout out to you because you were able to say, I got a lot of life skills, to be honest, from just this experience. And he was like,
he
so
learned
thank
a
you,
lot
honestly.
And grew
thank
a lot.
You. Oh, yeah. Most improved player. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Michael. But yeah, I'm sorry, man.
I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's how I feel. And it makes me sad.
Like,
but
they're not, like, they're good people.
Yeah.
And I like them together. I think it would be super cute if they worked out.
Yeah. They just really need to take a chance on me. That's all. Just,
yes.
That's really all it is. And that's really the moment you kind of have, you make or break a relationship is like, I'm going to just dive into it because it's one of those things, you know, don't buy a ticket. You can't win the lottery. So if you ain't got no tickets, I don't know how the fuck do you expect shit to happen. And yeah, so what? You fucking lose a couple, but sometimes you win.
Gotta get in the game.
Yeah. So take a chance on him, okay, and each Please. Other, will you? What about the American football, flag football scene? What did you think of that?
I wrote down in all caps, another sport activity. How are you not out of sports?
I know. They've been doing a lot of shit. They're a very sporty bunch, man. I mean, you could tell the way fucking Mark blew out his flabby butt running for a pass. He blew out his flabby, dry butt cheek, taking three steps.
And again, she was like, well, I said you were dehydrated. We saw it from his sperm, everyone.
We saw it from his cum that looks like a toddler just started out of his glue gun.
Guys, I took some pictures of his splooge. Do you guys want to see them?
Do you want to see it? Actually, you know what? Watch this.
The person who works here, come over here. Let me show you,
You want to see some old cum, guys? Actually, no. I don't even need to show my phone. Here, give me that cup. Okay, microwave that for like 45 minutes and then look at it after. They're American football scene.
Ashley, I don't need to text it to you. I just airdropped it to everyone.
Yeah, everyone on this Wi-Fi. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if there's kids here. They need to learn about this. That's why I don't. That's why I drink water, kid. That's why I drink water. You don't want to. Oh my gosh, it's terrible. Too many goldfish. Too many goldfish. Too much salt, bro.
I like that the editor hates her because when she says I'm one of the more athletic girls, they put together that montage of her fails.
Couldn't even catch the fucking ball. Oh my god. Like the worst kind of butterfingers. Like just I don't care if you can't catch a ball or not, but it's funny, the juxtaposition was hilarious because it was such an L of a thing to be depicted on, like, on video. You're like, the way you're fumbling with the ball. Come on, Lindsay. Also, the people say that at the after show, she didn't have her eyelashes on.
Oh, how'd she look?
She looked fine, yeah. I was like, yeah, do that. Yeah, do that, please.
One of the last shots of the episode, you can see that one of her eyelashes has fallen off and is underneath her eye, but it's just still there. And I was laughing so hard. happens when your extensions, like lash extensions, fall off. And they're just so much darker and unrealer looking than the rest that it's just so much more
obvious. And it also makes that one eye look a little wonky because a little off balance with the glue coming off. All right. Anything else?
I have two things. Yeah. One, she dogged him again by trying to like I think she was just trying to be like shady because she said he's down like a heavy tree in the woods.
Yeah.
I don't know why we needed to do all that. Then so I think Mark said, "Where's Matt Damon when you need him?" What does that mean?
To save him. Born Identity? I don't know.
But he's not like a medic in that, is he?
No. I don't, maybe because he's also from Boston and, you know, he's got wicked had muscles as well.
I was so confused. I was like, what does Matt Damon have to do with anything?
I mean, maybe it's just like a saint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess maybe Bostonites pray to him and ask.
Saint Matt! Saint Mark! Wahlberg, Mocky Mock, calling Saint Mock, please help me do a hate crime. I'll do a hate crime to summon you, Saint Mock. That's how you bring him. It's like Beetlejuice. You do a hate crime, and then Mark Wahlberg shows up.
Always. It doesn't.
What's going on here? He's doing hate crimes. Want to get in on this?
Fucking carrying a baseball bat again? We told you to stop.
No,
doing
that's
that.
Not a baseball bat. Actually, I gotta go. I'm gonna get out of here. What the fuck was that?
Do not say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah, please.
Literally, please. Do not, because she's made an abomination.
What was part two? Matt Damon evoked calling on St. Matthew of Damon. And then what was the other thing you said you wanted to touch on?
Oh, that's it. It was just a heavy tree thing. And where's Matt
Oh,
Damon
heavy tree. Oh, wow. That's see? It. Okay, that was me. You know what? That's all me. I think that's what we call a 420 bonus. 420, I can't count.
Bound.
All right, y'all. Well, Okay, so next week they said there's going to be an episode where like past cast members come on and talk shit. I'm sorry, y'all. We don't have the energy or the time for that. And guess what? They'll probably reveal a lot of stuff that may give us some context. You know, I should have done that in the regular show.
Yeah, if you maybe were better at editing.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Nobody's got time for that.
As we wrap the vault up with episodes of Darcy and Stacey, I think the next thing we're going to be talking about is the ultimatum. We're going to get through that one for y'all just because a lot of people have been asking for that. So check out the vault. If you don't have access to the vault, well, that's because you may need to support us at a specific level on Patreon. That's patreon.com/420dayfiance. And you can check out, obviously, all the Darcy and Stacey content. You can check out early episodes of the show that were never released. Just it's that good shit, man. It's little deep cuts. Love in Paradise. You know, I think that was a vault episode, too. We're talking about shrimp tender. I can't even remember anymore.
So much gold there.
Yeah, it's an absurd amount of content.
Just going to say this. Now in Strawberry.
Oh, my.
That's in there.
Get it now in Strawberry. Exactly. Heavy-handed branded content you can check out from the Darcy and Stacey season 2 episodes. All right, y'all. At 420 Day Fiancé, wherever you get them. That's it for us. We will see you we'll see you for episode of 90 Day Fiancé when we're back. Okay, bye.
Meow.
20 Day Fiancé. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.